CDs have historically been popular investments for retirees and others seeking a high degree of safety, but rates have plunged in recent years. The average yield on a one-year CD has dropped from 3.77% in May 2007 to 0.34% today, according to Bankrate.com. Greg McBride is the senior financialist for Bankrate.com, and he's on the other end of our line. Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning, Tony?
I'm doing very well. I'm a little stressed out about buying a CD now.
Yeah, well, and you know, one of the interesting things you mentioned, the yields have plunged. They're at record lows. One of the things that we did at Bankrate.com in our monthly national poll is we asked Americans, given the fact that interest rates are at record lows, and the fact that the stock market is near a four-year high, are you more inclined to invest in stocks right now? Only 18% of Americans said that they were, and the under age 30 set, the people that have the longest time horizons, that have the greatest burden for retirement savings, they were only slightly more inclined. Just 23% of those under age 30 said they were more inclined to invest in the stock market now. So memories of 2008 remain very fresh. Investors still very wary and risk-averse when it comes to the stock market.
So young people aren't buying CDs.
Well, they're not buying CDs, but they're not buying stocks either. I mean, you know, the thing is that what saving is being done is predominantly being done in things like savings accounts and money market deposit accounts. Now, some of that is good because, you know, people don't have adequate emergency savings cushion and you need to build that up. But when it comes to longer range goals, like retirement savings and the things that are years away, people just don't save enough to justify settling for those low-risk, low-return investments. And until they're comfortable embracing a little bit of investment risk, I think it's, the odds are that they're going to really fall short of their long-range goals.
Where are people putting their money?
People right now, because of the prevailing uncertainty with regard to the economy, people not so certain about their jobs, they want to be able to get to that money when they need it. And so what we've been seeing is savings accounts and money market deposit accounts seem to be the predominant choice, even at the expense of things like CDs, other very conservative investments. People don't want to be locked up at very low rates of return. Instead, what they're doing, keeping that money liquid so they can get to it when they need it.
It looked like the buying of selling of gold and silver was very fruitful, but in reading the news lately, Greg, it looks like that trend has slowed.
Well, you know, I wouldn't read too much into those kind of things. The reason that you invest in precious metals is to diversify your overall portfolio. It's not something that you can try to time the market and, try and jump in at the right time and jump out at the right time. You know, where that makes sense for an investor is you want to allocate just a small portion, 5 or 10% of your overall portfolio toward precious metals. It adds great power of diversification. And then also it's a nice hedge against the devaluation of the U.S. dollar that's taking place.
And Greg McBride is the senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com. Greg, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tony.